Welcome to the Learning Exchange, where L&D and HR professionals can dig deep into the ever-changing landscape of online learning and talent development. Each episode, we'll explore innovations in learning and discuss best practices with special guests from inside and outside the learning world. L&D is evolving, and the Learning Exchange is here to help you keep pace.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Learning Exchange. On today's episode, empathy. Over the last couple of months, I've been able to attend several in-person events, and to say that it has been an interesting journey would be a tremendous understatement. I do feel like we are all on the learning curve together. It's definitely been a great normalizer. So we're taking it day by day, event by event, trying to learn what we can and apply from one event to the next. Most recently, I had the opportunity to spend a few days with the community known as the Council of Hotel and Restaurant Trainers, otherwise known as CHART. And I came back from this event more inspired and ignited than ever before. Now, this group is comprised of a few hundred L&D and HR professionals, specifically in the restaurant, hotel, and hospitality industries. And I was amped up, super excited to be able to return to this event and have some really deep and meaningful conversations with everyone. You likely, same as me, have been able to see how these industries have been hit through the pandemic. Right? We know there have been restaurant closures and there were furloughed workers and workers that were returned. And we saw the acceleration of ghost brands and virtual brands, and a lot of innovation took place. But I haven't heard a lot of conversation personally about the landscape of learning and development in these industries. And so I certainly maximized the opportunity to talk with a lot of people in this event to understand what they're seeing and hearing and how their worlds have changed. Now, I do have the opportunity to attend several events throughout each year that are focused on L&D in general. And those events are always great for sharing, but this one is very unique in that it's industry specific and it's put on for trainers, by trainers, all with the support of volunteers. So everybody who's there is fully invested in the experience. And we all show up with one purpose, which is to share. Why reinvent the wheel? Let's throw competition out the window. Let's throw judgment out the window. And let's just get in and share. There were so many great topics covered in breakout sessions throughout the event. A lot of insights were shared, a lot of realizations that have been collected over the last 18 months. And I personally had the opportunity to present a couple of sessions. And the topics that I brought forward were centered around empathy and the employee experience, and how we as learning and development professionals can really impact that conversation. And from this event as a whole, and from my discussions with all those who attended my sessions, there were a couple of things that I thought were really worthy of sharing. And what I came away with was the following. Empathy is something that we as learning and development and HR are usually really guilty of leading with in our interactions. We often let that be a guiding force for us. However, sometimes we fail to leverage that empathy in our day-to-day processes as it relates to building training. We're great at expressing empathy in our interactions with people, not so great at interacting with empathy when we go through the process of developing our training. We sometimes can get too focused on the task or the process, trying to laser in specifically on the knowledge gap. So, right, what is that thing I need to teach them to do or to do differently? And over the last 18 months, what I heard at this event, what I heard from those that were really participating in the breakout sessions, is that it won't work if we don't figure out how to leverage empathy in that analysis and design part of building our training. Collectively, everyone seemed to agree we could all describe what empathy is. We could all point to examples of what it looks like in action. But everybody was continually stuck when we started digging into the question of how can I teach or inspire empathy to be more deeply rooted in our organizations. What we came to was really we all get focused too much on what is the process step that someone needs to learn. What is that new thing that I need to teach them? And so all of our questions get centered around that. Right? We have a new initiative that launches. We have a new widget that needs to be pushed into the organization. We have to teach people how to adopt that. And that's what we go in and focus on. Our analysis up front is, what do they need to know when they're done? Over the last 18 months, what we learned is that it's not enough to just focus on what they need to know. So in order to really embed empathy into our organizations, I think learning and development is a great place to start. We have a level of trust with our employees. We have access to all of our employees, and we have access to all aspects of the business, all departments. And so we're uniquely positioned to be able to lead by example. And you know, something as simple as asking yourself, not just what is the knowledge that our employees need to gain, but also really asking the questions up front, what do they currently see and feel and hear and think? Those questions can change everything when you are able to move just slightly from the what do they need to learn, which is usually lasered in on that process focused, and you open the question to understand their perspectives and their experiences and how those things might cause them to interpret your message. You might be surprised at how much can change. It might even change how you approach the topics altogether. I also think that the expectations and ideas which are evoked when we hear empathy have changed over the years. What I found in my conversations over the last several days, and even this last several weeks, when I start talking about empathy, it seems like it used to be looked at as somewhat of a buzzword that people interpreted generally as being nice. And over time, we maybe stopped talking about it because there was this concern that being nice and expressing empathy would start to seem like it was making us weak or vulnerable in ways that would usurp our management authority. Now, it's a much more complex concept that really entails expressions of vulnerability, authenticity, genuine concern and compassion, and honesty. Employees today not only expect, but demand that expression of empathy. The world has been upside down and inside out for the last 18 plus months. And I need to know as an employee that there's a bit more on your radar than just how I, as an employee, execute process one, process two, and process three. The conversation really quickly ignited when I dug into a few things that we could do to move the needle and start to incorporate empathy in all we do. And we came back to this agreement that a great place to start, if you are listening to this and you are thinking through your organization and trying to figure out where you might be on that spectrum of embracing empathy and how embedded is it into your culture, into your organization, into your training, something as simple, as I mentioned previously, just changing the kinds of questions that you ask in interactions in general, whether it is your analysis of the knowledge gap or the content needs as you're building a module, or if it's maybe just an interaction with leaders or maybe just coworkers in other parts of the business, consider finding ways to answer the question what is it that your employees, not just what is it that they need to know, but in their current state, before they consume the training that you're trying to build, what is it that they see and they think? What do they hear? How does that shape what they do that might give you an insight that can help you be a bit more effective and also build more long-term loyalty through that expression of empathy? As learning and development, we have tremendous influence and we can have a big impact if we lead by example. So let's go out and do it.